The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Hey, welcome to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM and just share life with you, talking about faith, family, and fun. And at the end of today's podcast, we're talking about the crazy thing that I look forward to every single week. See, what I'm learning is if you want to love somebody well, love their kid. It's an absolute game changer. But we are kicking off the podcast talking about the stupid stuff you get mad at your person for when you've been together too long. You know you've been married to your person a long time when you can get mad at them over stuff they did in your dreams. In my dream last night, my husband almost didn't marry me. He wasn't sure right as we're getting ready to walk down the aisle and we had a huge fight. I woke up so mad at him and he was just acting like everything was fine. And so at some point this morning, I said, "You have no idea what you did to me in my dreams last night." And he said, "No, I don't, because that's Dream Hunter. And if I ever meet him, I will punch him in the face." It's time for some joyful news. Enough with the negative news stories. Let's focus in on a positive one. England's version of the Tour de France just wrapped up on Sunday, and there's a clip going viral of a kid who started racing the cyclists on the sidewalk beside the race. It's not even really allowed, but he was so excited and for a while was going faster than these professional cyclists until the guy in the lead pulled up beside him and gave this little boy his water bottle as a souvenir. It warmed my mama heart so much. If anybody ever makes my kid feel as special as this kid, I'll explode. You expect to be listened to when you talk. Not always when it comes to your husband. Last night, I asked my husband to read an article as I was going up the stairs and I handed him my computer. It was something weird in the news, like about how some water near the Dead Sea looks like it's blood red. And he's a pastor, so I said, "Look at this and find out if this is like real and if something's happening in the Bible about it." And I went upstairs. I came back down and I said, "What did you think?" And he goes, "Is awesome." I'm like, "That article I gave you?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm super excited about it. It was awesome." I said, the Dead Sea thing? And he goes, "Oh, never mind. I didn't read it." Just made it up. I'm thinking, how many other times has he just responded with nonsense to me? And I believed him. If you've ever had sweaty palms, your heart starts racing, you feel like you can't breathe, then you know a little bit about what it feels like to have a panic attack. I was at dinner with my husband the other night, and I realized the very last time we were in that restaurant years ago, I had a panic attack when we were leaving, and it was so bad that I had to go to the car, and I remember just turning on Way FM to try to slow my breathing down, and I realized I used to have panic attacks a lot, and now I can't even remember the last time I had one. And I haven't even thought to thank God for bringing me through that. Taking a quick break from the conversation to tell you about our show sponsors. If someone told me they were a part of a Chicken of the Month club, I would think that they were getting free Chick-fil-A every single month. But we've actually partnered with Food for the Hungry. And when you join the Chicken of the Month club, you're providing two chickens to a different vulnerable family every single month. Here's why that's so important, because there are families struggling with hunger around the globe right now. In fact, Marta is a woman who lives in Bolivia, and her kids were underweight and unhealthy, and all they had was corn and potatoes to eat. But they got to take advantage of this Chicken of the Month club, and they received two chickens. And now that they're laying eggs, her kids are getting healthier by the day. They are in school, and that all happened because of a generous person like you. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry because they are a Christian organization that is going to the ends of the earth to help the most vulnerable people. All you have to do to help provide two chickens every single month for a different family is go to fh.org/joy and give that $28 a month. You can give that sustainable source of protein for a family that desperately needs it. Click the link in the show notes or go to fh.org/joy. Being in the grocery checkout line with a sleeping toddler is stressful. I was trying to get out the other day when I realized one of my packages of frozen vegetables was sliced open. So I tried to hand it to the cashier and he said, "Ma'am, it is not your turn. I'm going to need you to step back." That is not the kind of attention and one-on-one care I needed in that moment. And this is why we are confident working with United Faith Mortgage. Because when you're in need, buying a house or working on your current mortgage, you need someone who's going to give you personal, one-on-one attention. And that's exactly what their small faith and family team will do. United Faith Mortgage also has this direct lender advantage. See, that means there's no middleman. And this advantage often can save you monthly and lifelong money. So if you want to refinance your home or you're just looking to get into that home of your dreams, check out UnitedFaithMortgage.com. That's UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The tiny fingers of a little toddler are so precious. And when my son's fingers reach for mine, my heart just melts. Right now, he's learning how to walk, and so he needs to hold my hand a lot. But this morning on our walk, he started to let go more and head out in front of me on his own. And as much as I did not like that, I got this mental picture that that's what parenting is. My hand is always there for him to grab if he needs it. I'm always going to be there to help. But he has to go out on his own and figure it out. And I think that's the most heartbreaking part. It's time for some joyful news. There is so much negative news that I'd rather tell you about the positive story that you probably have missed. Julia Brown is a middle school teacher and has been for 15 years. But this year, she started doing something special. She made an I Need box, where students every single day have to put a piece of paper in, but most of them are blank. But once in a while, she gets things like she did last week, where two boys let her know about a bullying situation. She had no idea, and they were able to put a stop to it immediately because of this special, unique thing that Julia created. She said even after all these years of being a middle school teacher, she's never seen students come to her with needs like they have since she put out this box. Sometimes you just feel like a failure. You know you're not, but it doesn't stop you from feeling that way. My kid has been sick so much since starting school. I mean, every other week. And I'm doing my best to take care of him. And I'm doing my best to meet the requirements at work. And I'm doing my best to be a good wife. But I feel like I'm dropping every single ball. And this morning, I thought my son was feeling better. And he was worse again. And as my husband and I were trying to navigate our schedules and our days, tears came to my eyes. And I said, I just feel like I can't do a good enough job anywhere. And my husband said, are you doing your best? And I am. And that has to be enough. If you need to get someone on your good side, the fastest way to do it is to do something kind for someone they love. My son is only one, but he's obsessed with trucks. Favorite day of the week is now Wednesdays because it's garbage day. And he runs to the window when he hears the garbage truck. And we like hurry outside to see the guys. And he just freezes because he's so overwhelmed with how awesome the truck is. Well, this morning I was waving like crazy and the guys saw me. They backed up and they honked their horn and waved at my kid. I know it was something small, but it made me cry because they were doing something so sweet for my boy.